This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful, before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin, for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GotQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through our website. That web address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program today. I have entitled the broadcast, Truth, an Endangered Species. Just like African elephants that are illegally hunted by cruel poachers, without regard to the future of elephants, so also constant lying by people everywhere endangers truth. Lying erodes trust among people. Trust is essential in life. Trust is basic to faith. Without trust, business and commerce is greatly impaired. Without trust, a marriage is unhealthy and cannot exist for very long. Truth-telling is vital for life to continue and to flourish. If I as a buyer cannot trust what a seller is telling me about his product or service, I will not buy because I cannot trust his product, so the seller loses a sale and I lose a useful product. My employer trusts me to do the work for which I was hired. If I pretend to work and lie about the work I am supposed to perform, my employer cannot trust me, and I will be dismissed from my job. He loses my labor, and I lose my income. Some people lie so often that they no longer realize they are lying. It becomes a reflex action. The first lies a child tells his parents are told because the child wants something that the parent has forbidden. So the child breaks the rules, and when caught by the parents, he lies to cover up his wrongdoing, because lying seems easier and postpones the embarrassment of being confronted with wrongdoing. Jesus, speaking to the Pharisees in John chapter 8 and verse 44 in the New Testament, reads, "Your father is the devil, and you do exactly what he wants. He has always been a murderer and a liar. There is nothing truthful about him. He speaks on his own, and everything he says is a lie. Not only is he a liar himself, but he is also the father of all lies." The Bible is clear that lying is a sin and is displeasing to God. The first sin in this world involved a lie told to Eve. The Ten Commandments given to Moses includes, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." That's in Exodus 20:16. In the early church, Ananias and Sapphira lied concerning a donation in order to make themselves look more generous than they really were. The rebuke from Peter is quite stern. "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?" God's judgment was sterner. The couple died as a result of their sin of lying. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices." Lying is listed in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, as something practiced by the lawless. Furthermore, liars will be among those judged in the end, Revelation 21:8. In contrast, God never lies, Titus 1:2. He is the source of truth. It is impossible for God to lie, says Hebrews 6:18. Now, I want to talk about the truth of salvation. During one of the sham trials that Jesus was subjected to before he was crucified, Pontius Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Here is that passage from John chapter 8, verses 33 through 38. Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Pilate asked the question mockingly. Pilate did not really care what the truth was and would not have believed it if Jesus had revealed it to him. But the question Pilate asked is one that we must all wrestle with. What is the truth about salvation? What is the truth about God? What is the truth about Jesus? What is the truth about salvation? To ignore these questions is foolish, friend. To be misled on these questions is dangerous. To have the true answers to these truth questions is crucial. Here at Vision for Christ, what we most want you to understand is salvation. While there are many other important truths in the Christian faith, knowing and understanding the truth about salvation is the most important, as it determines where we will spend all eternity. Listed below are truths from various areas of the Christian faith as they relate to salvation. First of all, God exists. Psalm 14:1. God created the universe and everything in it, including humanity, Genesis 1:1. God is all-powerful, Job 42:2. God is all-knowing, 1 John 3:20. God is infinite and eternal, Psalm 90, verse 2. God is absolutely holy and free from sin, Isaiah 6:3. God is absolutely just and will not allow evil to go unpunished. God is merciful, gracious, and loving, 1 John 4:8. Now, the truth about humanity. God created us to have a personal relationship with Him. God created us with the ability to choose good and evil, and we chose evil. We have all sinned and fall short of God's glory, Romans 3:23. Because of our sin, we deserve death, not just physical death, but eternal death, because our sin is ultimately against an eternal God, Romans 6:23. There is absolutely nothing we can do to rectify, change, or improve our relationship with God on our own. See Romans 3, 10-18. Next, the truth about Jesus Christ. Knowing that humanity cannot achieve its own salvation, God took on human form in the person of Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. God literally became a human being and walked this planet for approximately 33 years, teaching the truth, performing miracles, and living a sinless life. Just as humanity rejects God, so we also rejected God incarnate, God in the flesh. Jesus was mercilessly beaten and then crucified. Read Matthew chapter 27. Jesus willingly sacrificed his life for ours and died on the cross. Read John chapter 19. Since he was God, his death carried an infinite and eternal value, paying the infinite and eternal price our sins demand. See 2 Corinthians 5:21. 3 days after he died, Jesus was resurrected, demonstrating that his death had sufficiently paid the price for sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Because of the perfect and complete sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our sins can be forgiven. God offers us salvation, deliverance, redemption, and forgiveness. The only requirement God demands is that we receive the gift of salvation that He offers us through Jesus Christ. See John chapter 3 and verse 16. All we have to do is accept it, by faith, trusting only in the sacrifice of Jesus to cover our sins. When we receive salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, our relationship with God is restored, and we are promised an eternal home in heaven. Matthew 25:46. Are you ready and willing to accept these truths? If so, place your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Recognize that you have sinned and are worthy of death. Thank God for providing for your salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Trust the perfect and complete sacrifice of Jesus Christ as the means of your salvation. Recognize that nothing can now separate you from the love of God, Romans 8:38-39, and that He will never leave you or forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. What is the truth about salvation? There are many truths, and many of them are very important, but there is only one truth, and that is Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. In John 3:3, Jesus answered the Pharisee named Nicodemus, "I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot be in the kingdom of God." Friend, I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us. At Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our website. That web address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. We speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church.